I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, my name's Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of my problems right now is I am missing a number of teeth. Not just one, two, three, I'm missing 10 teeth. Yes, a human mouth only has 32, and I'm missing 10. That's almost a third. My wife's worried. She says that I'm starting to look like a meth addict. But I'm from the country and she's from the city. When you're from the country, your teeth fall out, you get on with your day. When you're from the city, apparently you've got to keep them in your mouth your whole life, you know? Basically, she's a wanker. I won't deny that. She forced me to go to a specialist to get my teeth fixed. The person took an x-ray of my mouth and told me that I don't have enough jaw to fit the bolts to put in the false teeth. True story. And I said, oh, well, you had a go. And they said, no, we can do a bone graft, take some hip bone, put that in your mouth, then you wait 6 months, see whether that knits with your jawbone. If it does, you'll have enough room for the bolts and we can start drilling. I said, I'll have a think about it. Have you got a brochure? I took the brochure home and my wife said, you're going to have to get it done. I said, I don't, honey. I'm a busy man. I don't have time for my bum to marry my mouth. She said, you're going to have to find time because if your teeth are under the glass beside the bed every night, no more action for you ever. I said, I obviously love you more than you love me. She said, how so? I said, if your teeth end up in the glass beside the bed every night... Anyway, I won't finish that. Guys, we're going to solve my problem later on, but the rest of Australia's got problems too. Let's get to the show! Problem, the show where we take real problems and we find real solutions, but I can't do it on my own. I need help, and today I've got a lot of help from some brilliant Australians. Can we put our hands together for Michelle Laurie? Yeah. Luke McGregor. Yeah. Sarah Harris. Yeah. And Merrick Watt. Your own issues, and we're going to get to them later in the show, all right? But first, we need to solve the problems of Australia. This problem has been sent by Bianca from Northcote in Victoria. My 13-year-old son has just started high school this year. He's always been a popular kid, but his new school, he's picked up the nickname Ranger because... because of his red hair. He doesn't like it, nor do I. His father tells him not to worry about it, but I want to talk to the school. What do you think?
I mean, I dye my hair, but...
was your hair ever more fiery red? Because it's not really fiery red. Did it ever get... Was it redder when you were younger?
I tried to will it not to be red, so stop getting teased. I don't know, as someone who grew up with red hair, I mean, just...
What did you get nicknames? Were you called Ranger?
Yeah, no, Ranger wasn't around when I was. Redheaded rat rooter.
Yeah, redheaded rat rooter.
Oh, sorry. Just went back in time to a good place.
Well, Sarah's mated with one of his species.
Oh. Yes. I have. I'm married a redhead, and you should embrace it. You're like a unicorn. You're so rare.
Hang on a second.
Feel that.
Did we have some sort of referendum about letting you marry the other species? This should be a plebiscite, shouldn't it? This should be a plebiscite.
Guys, seriously, so you married a redhead.
But when I first met him, I didn't realise he was a redhead because it was a very dark bar. And we kept meeting in dark places. And once I finally got to know him, it was lunchtime and, wow, he makes an orange blush.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You know, like, you're like a lovely ginger. He's like a full-on... So redhead.
What names did he get when he was at high school? Did he get...
Well, he also had Coke bottle glasses because he had a wandering eye.
So how was he still single when you met him? I don't know.
And he also had to wear braces. So, look, he...
Are we married?
Can I say, is his eye still wandering or is it only focused on you?
He had... had corrective surgery, but sometimes when he gets really angry or when I just want to annoy him, I'll say, oh, your eye's starting to go.
I wouldn't have gotten a comedy, I think, if I wasn't a redhead.
So yes. I can relate to that. I always say being a fat kid is very character building. You know, it really is. You've got to build your personality.
If I had been handsome as a child, I certainly wouldn't have... I wouldn't be here right now. What about you, Mary?
I mean, I've always been cursed with good looks, and it's... it's my cross to bear.
But you would have been... Merrick, I'm going to be honest here, you would have been a bully at school, weren't you?
But only to redheads and stuff. We're in the lottery because my wife's brother is a redheaded person, and we're like, oh, well, you know, there's a chance that we could have a redheaded person in the family, and you know, so we went and saw doctors. And we flew to America, and we just got through it.
What we're saying is embrace your redness and learn to love it and learn to laugh at yourself. And if you laugh at yourself long enough, who knows what can happen? Let's move on. We've got a video problem. This is a tough one. Let's have a look.
Oh, because that one was really easy.
Hi, I'm Jenny from Sydney, New South Wales, and I have had three beautiful children. Unfortunately, it's kind of taken its toll on my boobs. They're not what they used to be, and it has affected my self-confidence. Going to the beach, I just don't really feel... as sexy anymore, and I would love to get them fixed. I'd actually really love to get a boob job. However, I've got a 3-year-old daughter, and I just don't know what kind of example this is going to set to her. What should I do?
Yes, interesting.
I got this.
Very. I don't think we're going to start with you.
It's not about the boobs, it's the moral dilemma of it, that's why.
Well, let's start with the boobs. I mean, personally, I don't know about you guys, boobs for me are like chips. I've never won, I like them all. But my wife also bangs on about this and, you know, I believe for her, my wife, I'm not sure about Jenny, but I imagine the same for Jenny. I don't think it is necessary.
From Jenny's problem, it's obviously something that's affecting her. She's not doing it to hang on to her husband or to impress someone else. She's doing it for her own, you know, kind of self-esteem. Go for it.
And I can relate to her wanting to get back to herself. Like, this is not my hair. This is a Russian lady's hair. and I've had it sewn onto my head. And the reason is, as soon as I got it, I looked in the mirror and I thought, that's me at 26.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I just saw myself, and that's what I'm thinking when she's talking about how she used to wear these clothes to the beach, and she just wants to see herself the way she sees herself in her mind again in the mirror.
I would say to her, you're beautiful as you are. You don't need to do it.
I found the courage in the fact that she didn't mention her husband or about being attractive to her husband or anything like that, because I reckon that's when it's a bit of a problem because, you know, quite frankly, we're pretty simple and we're pretty grateful to have what we've got.
Yes. What do you think? What if your partner... You do have a girlfriend, don't you, now?
Yeah,
What if she said to you, I want a boob job, what would you say to her?
I'd say, OK, I don't know. I guess whatever she wants to do, she can do. I actually asked her to have a third boob put on. Whatever she wants to do is fine. I don't feel like it's my place to even have an opinion on it. Is that wrong?
That's a really good answer.
So we're saying, Jenny, if you want to have the boob job...
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. You know, as long as you're happy, we're all happy, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, go for it. Thank you, Jenny. This problem is coming from Cherie from Darwin. I love going to the gym, but recently my husband has started coming along. He loves the idea that we're getting fit together, but the gym was always my time, and I find his presence annoying. Should I tell him to back off so I can work out in peace? What about you, Sarah? Is your husband, does he exercise with you? Do you ever go to baby exercise classes together? Or?
No. We live 500 metres from his office, and I have to drive him to work every day. I think there's something else at play.
He is such a catch, isn't it?
Lazy-eyed redhead not got a license.
No, I think there's a different motivation from her husband. It seems to me like he might be a bit jealous of whom she's working out with.
I turned up to my wife. She was having a personal training session with her personal trainer. They're both called Holly, which is weird. And there was a really hot guy doing laps around the oval where they were exercising. And I thought, I'm a great guy. And I said, check that guy out. And they both said, we already have. So, Merrick, Georgie, is very fit. Yeah. Do you exercise together?
Oh, no. Mutually exclusive. We can't exercise together at all. I exercise at least 5-6 times a week.
God,
minimum.
You do look good, must
say. I do look great.
Yeah.
Are you off the sugar?
No, it's just a massive midlife crisis. About 15 or 16 years ago, I said, let's go for a run. Yep. So we go for a jog, and about 3 minutes into it, I just said, you run like a pony.
She run since, or she hasn't run since? Has she ever forgotten you said that?
Would I be talking about it if she had?
My partner's really fit, and we were sort of, because she does want me to exercise with her, and you know, I always say no, because she is my first sort of long-term girlfriend. I do wonder how many activities do you have to like together? Because I hate everything she likes: camping, hiking, running, using your body. I don't like it. I don't like any of them. I'm like,
it's weird though, because normally fit people hang out together.
Yeah, because every time I go with her to a race, like there's couples there and they've both got matching torches on their head for a night run. I'm there with a Nintendo Switch going, have fun.
I think the longer you're together, the less you do together, the better.
Mm. Yes. Woo! I went bushwalking with my wife once, and I swear to God, she was in front of me and a snake slithered in front of her, and I grabbed her to protect her, and she still claims I was using her as a human. So I said to her, I've got a greater earning capacity, so it's better for the children. I think we've solved that problem. We're going to take a break, but when we return, the problems get bigger, but I believe we are going to rise to the challenge. See you soon.
Monty.
Yes.
I've heard you like podcasts.
I do.
What kind of podcasts do you like?
All sorts.
Well, we've got all sorts on 10 Speaks. We have The Western Front, a look at AFL from a West Australian perspective.
Have you got any views of AFL from a South Australian perspective?
No, we do not.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the show that fixes more domestic issues than hire a hubby. So, yes. All right, let's get on with the problems. This one comes from Paul from Carlton in Victoria. He writes, I'm 44 years old and my dad has never told me he loves me. Aww. I know he's from a different generation and doesn't like to talk about his feelings, but for some reason this is making me upset. Should I tell him how I feel? Now, Luke, what do you think?
I told you that in private, but...
I have heard, Luke, that you may have it. Your parents, yeah, your Tasmanian parents don't...
My dad doesn't go...
What's sort of funny that they're from Tasmania?
Yeah, my dad doesn't say, I love you. And I feel like now's the time to deal with it. So, Dad, if you're watching, I don't know. I've always thought, to be fair, I could say it first. This is a hard, because I haven't resolved it in real life, I don't know how I'm going to do it on the show.
It's a tricky one. I know, because me and my father never really said we love you to each other, and now he's no longer with us. I should have told him in the living years.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know whether I should just slip it in at the end of a phone call one day so we'll see Star Wars The Force Awakens next Wednesday. Great, love you!
I honestly think that's the way to start it, because my mum also has problems with saying I love you. I say it at the end, I go, I love you, Mum, sort of. Love ya.
Does she say it back to you?
Yeah, but she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't love me. She does, but
I'm
sure she does. It's really awkward every time.
Yeah. We don't say it either, my parents and I. So I say it a lot to my kids because I think once you stop, you can't start again. So I just focus on never stopping saying it with them. What do you reckon, Mez?
You told us
you loved us before we started this show, so you don't have any troubles saying it.
I'm very affectionate person with my kids, and I believe 100% you've got to tell them that you love them all the time. I deliberately don't want to fall in the trap of repeating the mistakes of my father's generation, which, you know, like a lot of us, where my dad didn't say he loved me pretty much ever. And my dad died about 10 years ago, and just before he passed away, the first half of my life I spent in a really, really kind of tumultuous relationship with my father. We had no friendship. We hardly ever communicated.
Yes.
I was fearful of my
dad. I was the same as with my dad. It was like we just fought and we hated each other.
Yeah.
Not hated, but it was like it was real.
Yeah.
God, I'm starting to get tingly now.
When my father was sick, he had cancer, and I went to go and visit him, and I knew that he was dying. And I remember thinking at the time, this could be the very last time that I speak to my father. So I've got to choose my words very, very carefully about what I say, because it's every chance and every probability it will be the last thing he ever hears from me.
Oh.
So before I left him, I walked up and I gave him a hug and I kissed him on the cheek, which we never did. And I just looked him in the eyes and I said, Dad, I love you. And he looked back at me and he said, have you seen the remote? Major sad.
It was all true. That's the sad thing.
But
beautiful.
Don't you think though? Actions speak louder than words. So I'm very demonstrative when it comes to my son. I like to give him lots of kisses and say I love you all the time. My mother-in-law, whom I'm very close with, she is a country girl, raised four sons, doesn't like being touched, she says. She's had four boys, so I think she did, actually. but she shows that she loves us and loves me, but, you know, you'll come home from work one day and you'll see her in the front yard bug spraying your plants in her active wear.
Wow.
I think the words, they're OK to hear every now and then, but I think the true measure of someone's love is, you know, is how they show it to you, their actions.
My son loves to say, he loves to tell his mother that he loves her, really does, all the time. I love you, Mum, I love you, Mum.
Yeah.
And
do you guys do it? Do you say it to him?
No, I don't, because he never says it to me.
Right. So.
No, it's like, I love you, Mum, and I'm often in the room.
Right.
You said I'm like an afterthought. Oh, God, love you too, Dad. I actually, with his sisters, I started saying I love them, and while he's in the room going, two can play this game.
It's easy, you pit them against each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make them fight amongst them. But I think that person, I think if they haven't spoken to their father, in all seriousness, if they haven't said I love you and their father hasn't said I love you back, you've got to get on the phone and say to them, we have to address this now.
But this person has to be prepared for whatever happens, because they can do whatever they want doesn't mean he's going to suddenly go, oh, my God, I love you too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he You're might right. not. So they have to be ready first for him to go, ugh, gross, or whatever he's going to say, you know.
Be prepared for your father to ignore the fact that you love him.
Yes.
Yes? All right, but go for it. We're saying go for
go
it.
For
go
it.
For it.
I love you, Dad. I love you. I love you. And I love all you guys, by the way.
I love you,
Dad.
But you know what? I do love your wife a lot more. She's really great.
She is. Let's
She's
move
so
on.
Funny.
Yeah, well, shut up. Let's move on. The next problem is so serious, we need to solve it in person. I want everyone to put their hands together for Sharon. Come on, Sharon.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
It's not a problem with public speaking, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. It's not a problem with fashion. It's not you're fabulous, bub.
That is a fabulous outfit.
That's my problem.
Absolutely, but this is not Australia's Next Top Model. So now, what is the problem, Sharon?
So, I've been married for 2 years now.
Yep, lucky man, no doubt.
Yes, very lucky. Yep. And since being married, all my friends and family think it's okay to ask me if we're trying for babies.
Yes.
Right.
Very typical.
Yes.
It's quite annoying, actually.
Where are your family? Are they in Australia?
Yes, my immediate family are here in Australia.
Yes.
And, of course, the extended family, they're in South Africa.
Yeah, do you get hassled from South Africa?
Or? Of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they just send you messages saying when?
Yeah, when. I mean, I understand the cultural expectation, but hey, I've got a new life in Australia. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And oh, you're going to have cute babies, you know, your husband is European, you're African. Oh, they're going to be so cute.
They will be cute, no doubt.
You should have some children.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, what's your Instagram handle? Because I want to see those babies.
I think what you should do is make them feel uncomfortable and awkward. Mm. So next time Nana says, are you trying? Just go, yeah, Nana, we're doing the reverse cowgirl. And... And I would go into specific detail and description on how. They'll be so shocked and awkward that they'll never ask
I'm certainly going to Google after the show.
What if they start suggesting positions?
How long have you been with your man?
We've been married for 2 years, yes. But been together for 7 years.
Oh, well, that is long enough. Be the hot mum at school?
I'm going to be hot. You see me?
We see you. So we're saying just shut them down. Just absolutely shut them down. We're going to go with that. Just shut them down. Yeah, kind of mind their own business.
Enjoy your life while you're young.
Enjoy your life,
married.
And I'm sure you will. Good luck eventually. Thank you. Now, you guys have done a great job so far in solving other people's problems, but we need to solve more problems from this panel. Sarah, we believe you have an issue.
More issues than Women's Weekly. My latest problem, however, is to do with my husband. Mm. He wants me to wear this particular type of perfume. It's his absolute favourite. It's very floral and sickly sweet. It's totally not me, but here's the kicker. His ex-girlfriend used to wear it.
First, can I say, I think we're shocked that he had an ex-girlfriend. I found out about him, but...
First of all, is it a bit weird that he wants me to wear an ex's perfume? And second of all, should I wear it?
Well, I've got the perfume.
Have you?
Yes, yes, our researchers have found the perfume that you are talking about. I'm just going to... Where do you put it?
Don't spray it.
I don't mind. It's a sort of a cross between musk and fly spray.
Oh, I got a waft of it then. I liked it.
That's the most efficient way to hand it around.
That's good.
Yeah, I like it.
The problem is I like a masculine sort of perfume, a bit woody, a bit spicy.
That's very girly, isn't it?
It's very girly.
But you are a girl.
Very, very...
The answer is just wear it for special times for him.
But then he'll be thinking about her. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I went on a date once, just to brag. the deodorant I was wearing, she said, what deodorant's you wearing? And it turns out it's the same one her dad wears. And it was just, I feel like you should scorched earth with any things that remind you of.
They say that a lot of women are attracted to their people like their fathers.
That was incorrect on the date. If it reminds him, then no.
Well, perfume is such a personal thing, right?
Did it take him a while to tell you that it was his ex, or did he just front foot that?
No, he just said, I really like this perfume. I think you should wear it. My ex used to wear it.
What if you start wearing it, and then he goes, great, and then he goes, now, I know this is weird as well, but if you could start wearing this ex-girlfriend mask...
Did you ever meet his ex-girlfriend?
No, never. Never.
Yeah. Have you ever stalked her on Facebook?
I tried. Where is this smelly bitch?
Men do like perfume, by the way. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, men love
it so much. But often when you start going out with someone and you buy them perfume for a birthday present or something and they just never wear it, that's, you know...
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's hurtful.
Does it feel like it reminds me of what you were saying before about boobs, Merrick? I mean, you're very simple animals.
And the thing is, the sense of scent is the only sense that we have that goes directly to the part of your brain that we associate with memory, right? So all your other senses don't.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard you say.
It was going to
to happen one day.
it's too powerful a sensory description for you to allow in your relationship.
Okay.
You can't, because it's going to trigger. It will never, ever stop triggering, because once you've kind of formed that pathway in your mind and you've got that memory, that won't ever change. What I'm saying is he is in love with his ex.
No. I should have stopped talking when you said something smart.
I once told my wife that a David Gray song, you know that song Babylon, David Gray?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Sing it.
Babylon. anyway, I said it reminded me of my ex-girlfriend to my current wife, and I should never call her my current wife, but...
Just
and so now whenever that song comes on or I put it on, that I know that she's not happy about it. It was just terrible.
You should never say those things to your current wife. I thought that she would think I was deep
and, you know...
Never mention the ex. That's just the gospel.
Never mention the ex.
He should have just said, babe, here's this perfume. I love it. Can you wear it, please? Never mention
the ex.
That's why I have no exes. It's perfect.
Good thinking.
And can I say, I've only got one, so yeah, that's why I mentioned her. let's move on. Luke, you've got a problem.
No, I'm perfect. a lot of my friends are having kids now, and you have to go look at them. And I don't see these people very often, so I'm traveling these long distances to, like, one of them lived an hour and a half away, and I'm just like, well, let's catch up when you don't have the kids so we can catch up properly. And they're like,
because when they're with the children, they're distracted, aren't they?
We drove there and we looked at it, and then we drove back. I don't know what the rule is.
It's a child, not a motorbike.
I know. As people who have children, do you feel less of your friends are less friends if they don't come and look at a little bit,
especially for the first one? I think people have to see your first child.
How much of a window do I have?
I think you can still pick it up and hold it.
And you have to see it live. I can't Skype.
You should be a dad now. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to let you in on a massive secret. We don't want anyone to come and see our new babies. We don't want people bringing germs into the house. Yeah. Stay away. We don't want to catch up. We don't want to make conversation. We are tired. Our nipples are bleeding and sore. Yeah. We've got this thing that doesn't stop crying the whole time. We can't string together a sentence. We don't want to see you. Just send us some food, maybe a present, and we'll see you in a year.
Yeah. So we're saying wait a year and then see the baby, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think there's real pressure on friends to come over. No. I don't think we want you to come. You don't want to come.
Do you mind if I go send a few texts?
All right, while he goes to send a text, we're going to have a break. But after the break, we've got a celebrity with a real problem. Ooh, wow. She is one of Australia's finest newsreaders, and she's going to be here. She's going to tell us all about it next, so don't go anywhere.
Has the modern world got you down?
95 was so long ago.
Have the trappings of this ultra-modern life, like rollerblades and frozen meals?
The meals are so cold. How will you eat them?
Made the world all too hard for a half-wit like you.
You're a dummy.
Well, look no further. Each week, 10 Speaks releases hour after hour.
That's so much.
Of life-affirming.
Yes.
Kardashian exploding.
We hate them.
Dog patting.
I love them.
Monet painting level artistic podcasts. Both too funny and too smart for you at the same time.
You're halfway.
So come on, dummy. What are you waiting for? Hit yourself on the head with a smartphone till 10 Speaks starts playing in your puny little brain.
Welcome back to the show. And on this, what we've learned so far is that we all have problems. No matter how well your life's going, there's still things you have to deal with, even if you're one of Australia's best newsreaders. Yes, here she is. Welcome her, Natasha Ballet. Yay!
You said one of Australia's finest newsreaders. I thought you were talking about the lovely Sandra Sully.
We do love Sandra Sully, but she's not here and you are. So we love you as well, Natasha.
Oh, thank you. We've all got problems. How long is your show? Because I've got a whole list of problems.
Well, what's the main one today?
Oh, I've got so many issues, but the main one today, I've got two beautiful boys.
Yes.
We love them.
How old are they?
9 and 11.
Yep.
They love ball sports.
Ball
I grew
sports.
Up in a family with a sister and I don't get boys. Now I do get boys.
Yep.
They just play with their balls and ball sports all day, every day, cricket, dodgeball. So I've got a beautiful garden that I put a lot of love and attention and money into, and I get home and they trash my garden. I once got home when Dad was on duty and they played dodgeball with my beautiful lily pillies. So there were holes like this in the lily pillies. We put up chicken wire all around our garden.
Wow.
Playing basketball the other day, went through the hoop, mixed the hoop, smashed our beautiful water fountain.
Oh.
So my problem is I want them to be outside enjoying sport, love it, but how do I protect my garden?
Well, yes, I think you let them just play on the road.
I did try that.
Yes.
But we had a fair bit of damage to the cars.
Yeah, oh, yes, there's cars in the streets.
Well, I get worried about the cars there. What about the kids?
You haven't met my boys. No, I do love them.
I think you're brave just trying to keep anything for yourself when you've got children.
Yes.
I mean, I just gave up on all of it so long ago. Just cement, babe, that's my solution. Cement and stack hats, and I'm out.
Like, can you just not let them outside anymore and just set up two treadmills or something?
Boys are like animals, Sarah, you'd know this, and I adore them and I mean it in a lovely way. You need to feed them and water them and run them. Mm. They can't be inside. And I'd rather them be outside playing sports, but I somehow want to protect the garden.
Well, what about just like a rolled up newspaper and a whack on the nose?
Oh, nice.
Or maybe some chili around the lily village.
I did turn a high pressure hose on them once.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's good.
Protest style, yeah? What were they doing? They want equal rights or something, did they?
I just had it and thought, okay, this. And then they just turned around and started laughing at me.
Yes. Not taking mum seriously.
They're going to destroy it no matter what. They're two boys. I'm one of two boys, and we just destroyed the garden. You just got to accept that they're boys, they're going to wreck it. Yeah, my mum had like 100 agapanthus, which is like a really long stem flower, and I took the head off every single one with a garden rake.
Do?
And my mum just looked at it and just went, I bet it was Merrick.
Well, what do you do with your children, though? Because you've got, like, how old are they?
I'll kill them if they do that to my garden.
Do you have a garden, Merrick?
Yeah, absolutely.
You look like a man who'd have a garden.
Yeah, I love it. I am actually quite precious about it as well, and I tell the kids just be gentle, but I understand, you know, they step on plants and they destroy it, and that's just the way they do it. I don't want them doing it, you know, deliberately or maliciously like I did, but because at this age too, it's great for them to be outdoors. Anything could be doing outdoors, because when they become teenagers, they're going to want to go indoors.
Yeah, and stay there. Yeah.
In their bedroom.
Yeah.
Different ball sports.
You could replace all of their childhood programming with Gardening Australia and see if they develop a love for it.
Yes! Yes!
You let them out on the street on their own, seriously, or...?
No.
What age does that happen? Because I don't want to talk about the olden days, but I'm going to for a second. And we used to hang out outside, till dinner time.
Come home before dark.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Come home before dinner. That was the rule, just be home before dinner.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think your mum was trying to lose you on purpose?
Well, there's this one time I went for a bike ride after my parents drove me to Ballarat, and I went, be home before dinner. Okay.
Actually, I grew up in the country and had a very different upbringing.
But weren't you always at a creek poking a dead animal with a stick or something?
I used to ride the bikes, but it's a great point. So I wouldn't let my boys out riding now. We live near a pretty busy road.
Yeah.
Mm. So growing up in the country, you could ride your bike wherever you wanted.
Yeah,
and everyone knew who you were.
Yeah, absolutely. And every now and again, you'd lose one and you'd get on with your life.
We had a school bus that went past us, and when I was younger, because I'd get to school...
You're in Tasmania, weren't you? Where were you? If they had a school bus, that's nice. They didn't.
Just the one. It was another school, and I used to get home before them, and I used to dress up as a Ninja Turtle and crawl and then pretend to be crawling out of the sewer when I went past. I don't know if that story relates to anything. But,
were you just by yourself? Were you with
me? By myself, yeah. And then I saw the Stephen King's It with the Clown in there that eats people, and I didn't do it anymore. I forgot what my initial point was.
So what we're saying here, Natasha, is that your sons have each other and some kids have no one else. You've been amazing so far. We've almost run out of time, but we've got so many problems to get through. We're going to do this at breakneck speed. It's the yes or no round. Can't muck around. Go with your instincts, yeah? Here we go. First question is, Phil says, I am in charge of 20 blokes on a construction site and we are going paintballing this weekend. As their boss, should I be worried? Am I a target?
Oh, yes. Yes, probably.
Yes, Phil, you are a target.
Yes. You're
Phil,
a target.
Phil, if you have to ask that question, you are a target.
You're a target. This is from Jack, who's 8 years old. He writes, my mum and dad refused to get me a penguin for my birthday. Should I just steal one next time I go to the zoo? Should I steal a penguin?
Oh, it'd be a good video. Yeah, no, I that's how I got my penguin and it worked out.
Steal a penguin? Steal a penguin?
No.
Steal a penguin?
For what do you reckon?
Yes! Becky writes, I saw the guy in the next cubicle at my call centre watching porn in his lunch break. Should I tell our boss?
Oh, it's his lunch break, you mole. Back off.
Merrick's very quiet over there. Stan writes, I'm 73 years old and my wife is no longer interested in any kind of intimacy.
Oh.
She suggested I go to one of those massage places.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Should I go?
Yes. Stan, it's a trap. Stop. It's a trap. Don't go.
She's going to be on the outside waiting for him. He goes, happy ending.
He should start watching porn in his lunch break.
So we're saying don't go.
I'm saying go.
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 Go. Go. Go. Go. Go. Yeah. Go. All right.
Go
all right,
now.
Summer's now.
Yes.
Wait till the end of the show. We're nearly there.
Feel your boots, Stan.
Summer says, I finally met a great guy, but I noticed he owns a Silver Razor scooter.
Oh.
He's 38 years old. Is this a deal breaker? Yes or no?
Eric, for some reason, I feel the need to ask you.
Nah, not even I'm that immature. No, get rid of him.
Oh, really?
He's a man-child. Oh.
But, Sarah, imagine if your husband owned a scooter, you wouldn't have to drive him to work every day. Jenny says, the courier keeps making comments about all the online purchases he has delivered to my house.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Should I tell him to shut up, yes or no?
Yes. Mm. Yes, Judge Judy. Yeah, shut up.
Well, mate, I'm giving you work, so shut the F up.
Right,
yeah?
That's right.
Yeah. He knows where you live, though. You don't want to piss him off too much.
You do not want people knowing where you live, so careful where you buy a house. So.
She gets it delivered to home. You've got to get it delivered to work anyway.
Do you? But some works ban that, don't they?
Do they?
Yes, absolutely. Our work has banned it.
Has it?
Yes.
Really?
Well, last year they banned it.
We never stopped. I didn't even know that.
We did, absolutely.
Next thing they'll ban bloody porn at lunchtime. I'm not having it. I'm not having that.
That's the final word. You guys have been amazing. We put our hands together for Michelle Laurie, Luke McGregor, Sarah Harris, and Merrick Watts. I've been Tuesday. Come back next week. Put your problems on our Facebook page. See ya.
Don't forget to catch season 4 of the TV broadcast of Husey, We Have a Problem, Monday nights after I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on Channel 10.
Hello, everyone. Now that you've finished listening to me on the podcast, me and all the other legends, go over to 10play and watch the latest episodes of the TV show. I want to fill your days with so much Husey, you'll have no time for anything else.
I'm Angela Bishop, and for the past 30 years, I've been lucky enough to interview some of the funniest, loveliest, and zaniest celebrities around. There have been some cracker interviews, but what you see on TV is usually just a fraction of what's actually recorded. I've been looking back on some of my favourite interviews from the last 3 decades, and you're in for a treat. You're going to hear the best bits, worst bits, edited, unedited, all with a bit of a backstory from me. Find out what went off before the cameras went on. This is Starstruck with me, Ange Bishop.
Find it wherever you find your favourite podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.